The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of those who can destroy both the soul and the body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for small coin? Yet no one falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs on your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. So there was a father once upon a time passing by his son's bedroom and astonished to see that, you know, the bed was nicely made, the room was clean, all the toys and clothes were picked up off the floor. Then he saw an envelope and it was propped up prominently on the pillow. And on it, it had said, "Dad." So with trembling hands, you know, he's a little worried, like, what's this? Has never happened before. He picks it up and he reads it. And the letter reads as follows. "Dear Dad, it is with deep regret and sorrow that I'm writing you this letter. At 15, I'm pretty sure I know more about the world than you and Mom, so I'm running away. I met a nice girl who has convinced me to get tattoos and live in a tent down by the river. Oh, and we're planning to elope as soon as we find the time. With all the money I've saved from birthdays over the last few years, we should have enough to get us by for a couple more years. Love, your son, Billy. P.S. None of the above is true. I'm over at Jake's house. I just wanted to remind you that there are worse things in life than the school report card I left on the kitchen table. I'll be back for dinner." Sometimes we are afraid of making the wrong decision. Sometimes we are afraid of what the future will bring for our children. Sometimes we're afraid of growing old, afraid of what declining health might look like. And sometimes we're afraid of what others will think when we speak about Christ. There's even an old saying that I remember when I was young that says, you never speak about religion and politics in polite company. And there's a fear of losing face if we violate this rule. And at the root of all these fears is a fear of loss. Every fear we have is grounded in a knowledge that we have something or someone to lose. We can lose a job, a family, a house, money, reputation, health, even life itself. There's fear of loss. But we forget one thing. Whatever trouble or crisis affects us, God is with us. We know that God understands whatever it is we're going through better than we do ourselves. Our Father knows exactly what is happening. And what a relief it is to know that God is on our side, that our life is in the hands of a loving Father. Christ tells us today not to fear. My brothers and sisters, the next time we find ourselves in the grips of this fear, it's imperative that we remember that being faithful to Christ, wherever we meet him in this life, is far more important, far more crucial to our lives than any fear that we might have. Because we are known and loved by the Father. And he will see us through. He knows our suffering. He knows our sacrifice. He knows our joys, our happiness. He knows who we are, and he is here with us. So do not be afraid, for you are worth more than many sparrows.